close enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I'm not here. Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Maybe you're rested because of falling back, or maybe you're like me where you are a little rested, but you're like, you know what? I'd already be an hour into the show. I'd be closer to getting home to take my nap.
I don't know if it's just a mental thing, but I felt that extra hour.
Did you?
Loved it.
I did not appreciate how dark it gets. It is dark as can be so early. That's what bothers me. I'm already pasty and pale. I'm a Polish dude, so it's cool. I glow, though. I got my own reflection.
Isn't it amazing, though, for people up at this hour, they have to probably go to bed earlier. It's to our benefit, baby, because it gets darker earlier. So we can go to sleep, because in the summer, it's so tough when it's sunny and beautiful till like 9. It's so hard to go to bed early.
Yeah, but I don't like anything that actually benefits me. I'm like, what can be counterproductive to what I need? That's what I'll do. How was your weekend, McKenzie? You look busy.
I was very busy. Gosh, I don't even remember what I did.
I told you, you got to start writing these things down.
Well, it was really fun. So I had Lulu with me this weekend, and we had so much fun. This is my little girl, who's 9. We watched the movie Dumplin', which
had
Aniston. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. It's on Netflix. It's called Dumplin'. And basically, Jen Aniston's like a beauty queen mom. And it so, it's like you laugh, you cried, all the things. Lucy and I were both bawling. It was really cute. So we just ran around and got a lot done this weekend. And then yesterday, for Sunday Fun Day, I was out at, we had amazing winners who won a makeover with me.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Macy's makeover, went on Macy's makeover with McKenzie, and it was a blast.
Yeah, I think
and the ladies look beautiful.
I think this photo's still up on our Instagram, right, Joe McKenzie?
Yes, you got it. And they were very concerned about you, Joe, asking if you're coming back. What's the situation with your suspension? Emily is going to call in to check on you.
Oh, good. Thank you, Emily.
But we got our glam on, and it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
So thanks to everybody who came out.
Pork Chop, what about you, my man? How was your weekend?
It was good. It was busy. Busy fun, though. My car got broken into Friday night.
That's insane.
Yeah, the thing is my car's been broken into before and I just never fixed it. But like the way they broke into it was very, like inconspicuous. They just kind of chisel off the door handle, but you can put it back. So like you can't tell.
So it wasn't like a broken window. You're like, oh, something happened
right here.
Tell us where it happened.
Right out front of the radio station where all of our cars are parked right now.
Makes me so
Yay.
Nervous.
Yay. I love working here.
But like, I don't keep anything. Well, I don't really have anything valuable. So like, the two valuable things I had in my car are what they took.
Aww. So what did they get their hands on?
They took all of my disc golfs. Like my discs.
Which stinks because that's more valuable to you than anyone. They probably don't even know what those are.
I know.
Secretly, I'm like, thank you, criminal. Thank you.
And it was in my boyfriend's backpack. So they stole his backpack with my 8 disc golfs. And they stole my iPod from the year 2000. Like my iPod mini with all my good music that I'll never get back.
What do they think they're going to get for that? Like,
right?
Are they just interested in music? And like that's why they took it? Because they're not going to get any money for that.
I know.
The metal scraps.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is going to affect his song of the day.
That's like, exactly what I was going to say
next. I get all my good ones from there.
It's true.
Sad, though. It's just like that someone had their icky hands like on your stuff.
I know. Oh, well,
I guess, you're okay. Your man's okay. That's what matters.
Yes, and he cooked a really good dinner last night, so that was fun.
Oh, my gosh. I just discovered your man on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, what? He has like, I don't know if you want to give his handle, but it's like a cute and catchy little handle. I was like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even know he was on
Instagram. Like hostage boy, 123.
Help me. Call 911.
It's really cute, though.
Help me 6969. Yeah. What about you, Live the Web Girl? How was your weekend?
That's what he's taking, Joe.
Oh, my bad.
I had a crazy busy weekend. I did so much. I feel like I don't even. Oh, we went to like a comedy show.
Oh, yeah. How was Bob Saget, you guys?
I thought it was so good. It wasn't like I was dying laughing like I am at some comedy shows, but it was so interesting. Like,
really?
He was just so entertaining from start to finish. Even in moments where you weren't dying laughing, you were just so like drawn into like what he was saying, and his stories were so good.
Any tidbits behind the scenes from like Full House, Fuller House that he divulged? Any secrets? Did he talk about that a lot?
He like mentioned that he was Danny Tanner a lot, but like he didn't say anything really behind the scenes.
And Manny Tanner, the evil twin.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Danny and Manny.
Yeah, so that
Mackenzie,
was really good.
We know who her favorite was.
Manny.
Team Manny.
And then I went to a Halloween party on Saturday, which is really fun because I just like to see other people's costumes. You saw some people that you could tell are just so lazy and like just put something together like so last minute.
Right.
And then there's other people that like got super into it. And then I watched a UFC fight there. I was kind of disappointed by that. But yeah, it was a busy weekend.
My weekend is so busy. I'm trying to condense it. I got to be honest, I'm not drunk now, but I'm hungover. And we'll talk about that later on, something I did with Liv yesterday. It's not her fault. It's not your parents' fault, but something really cool that happened. But yeah, Bob Saget was really cool. That was fun. We had a great time at the show at Helium Comedy Club, so thanks to them so much for that hookup. On Saturday, I met one of my friends, Jason, just grabbed some coffee. I've realized, I put up a meme up too on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio, it's the fact of I want to make new friends, but like I don't actually want to go out and meet anybody.
Yeah.
So I went out there. We had coffee for like an hour and a half. It was good to chat, just a bro chat. Nothing
is this like
serious.
New friend? Old friend?
I've known him. I knew him from I did boxing at Title Boxing Club.
Oh, cool.
So he's a cool kid. He works at Flicks Brewhouse too, so he's got the movie and beer hookup, but just a good guy. So we hung out for a bit. That was really cool. But the big thing for me, and it's not that major, I'm trying. It's only a week and a half in, Joe's journey, yada, yada. But I went and I got all the ingredients after this coffee date, and I went and made some chili. Like, I made it. It took like 6 hours. It was a little too hot for Lindsay because I put some jalapenos and extra cayenne in there. But I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know what? I guess I can actually cook, like, if I want to. Because I'm so afraid of messing up the food when I make it.
Yeah.
Then I, like, you don't do it, but how are you going to learn if you don't try?
Cooking truly is not that hard. You just have to
you
put
haven't
in
seen
minimal
me.
Effort. I just, like, if you, they literally tell you how to do it. They tell you
it's
how to
hard,
do it.
Liv. It's hard.
I do understand your pain. Just I'm like, is this chicken done? Is this salmon good? I just am scared. Is this meat like going to kill
someone? I
think
just like Mackenzie, my biggest thing is like, I don't want people to get violently ill. I don't care if it doesn't taste good, but I'm like, oh, chicken's not supposed to be pink? Surprise.
Right.
Didn't know that.
I found out a quick hack. I've had these wine glasses that my mom got me and they were on sale and they had those stupid stickers on the bottom. And I'm like, I cannot. It's so annoying. Like when you try to get those stickers off and it has all the white. I discovered mom was like, duh, rather they have Goo Gone, but you can just put them in this in a hot, like leave them soaked in hot water and they peel right off. I just learned that that's something fun to do.
Life-changing things happen every morning here on the show. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, a survivor has died, sadly, and oh, Kelly Clarkson has some big news you don't want to miss.
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes. Let's spill this tea, shall we? Starting out with SNL, if you missed it over the weekend. The host was Kristen Stewart. It was pretty cool. She did a reverse Q&A with the audience members.
Would you say you're probably closer to your mom or your dad?
Huh? I thought I was going to ask you a question about your career and stuff.
Oh, I mean, I already know all those answers. So who do you think for real, though? Like, mom or dad?
Can I not?
I love her. I think she's so cool. And I love Coldplay performing their new one. It's called Orphans. Here's a little taste.
Like Coldplay, but I can't tell. Like, they're all their songs sound the same.
See, everybody says that. I do not think, like, listen to that compared to, like, Fix You. I am dying. I've never been to a Coldplay concert. Everyone says it is a spiritual experience. It is
same
on my bucket
list. Same
with
Dave Matthews Band. If you've never been there, it's a spiritual awakening or something in the air. Something.
What about a, oh, Kelly Clarkson concert.
Oh, I'd do that.
Well, guess what? She has a big announcement.
I have a major announcement to make today. I've scored my very own residency in Las Vegas. April 1st. It's not an April Fool's joke, but it does debut April 1st at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
Get it, girl. Look at Kelly Clarkson. She's got her own talk show. She's got her own residency. She is set for life.
Dope.
Would you go see that? You take Lindsay to go see Kelly Clarkson?
No.
No?
No, I love Kelly, but come on, Mackenzie. You know how hard it is to get me to come to work.
That's true.
No, here's something embarrassing. I've technically been to Vegas, but I've never been to Vegas. I, like, flown through there.
Oh, it doesn't count.
But I've never got to... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never actually got to experience some time in Vegas, so maybe...
Oh, you would
but
absolutely
But I've seen her a few times
it.
At concerts. She is a singer
she
and a performer.
She is a singer. Go can sing. Congratulations to Kelly. This is some sad news. Survivor contestant Rudy, he died at the age of 91. He's, like, the oldest survivor ever. He's from season one.
The hardest part is hanging around with all these young kids. I don't even know what MTV means, you know? And I'm used to being in the military, and one guy stands up and gives an order, and there's no back talk. You know, like yesterday, everybody's trying to run the show. And if they'd let one person do it, we'd be much better off. But trying to keep them all shut up is hard.
Rudy, aww. I say that every day here. I'm like, if someone would just listen to me.
Rest in peace. I actually... freaked out. I thought it was Rupert when I read the news,
all
and
right.
I met him and interviewed him, and I was like, no.
Rupert!
But I don't know Rudy personally, but I think 91 is a good life, so
oh, yeah,
rest
cool
in
dude
peace.
Right there.
And moving on to Mariah Carey. She has officially declared Christmas is here.
Santa. It's time.
Gosh, no. No.
Here's the deal. So Mariah, it's this cute clip that she put on social media. It was like when the clock struck like 11:59 p.m. on Halloween, right when it turned November 1st, that's when all this happened. Her ringtone, the alarm goes off, and it's officially holiday season. So we'll hear a little Christmas music from here on out. Get ready, baby. I love it.
You do? What about you, Liv the Web Girl? Are you all yes. about the Christmas music now?
It's a little too early for me, dog.
I know, you and I are both Grinches. My wife, Lindsay's like, can we put up the tree? I'm like, no.
It's November 4th, baby, it's time.
Oh, man, how about Thanksgiving? Is that possible?
What Thanksgiving songs are there?
All I want for Thanksgiving is green bean casserole. Very, very underappreciated song.
Yes.
Mackenzie with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, it is a Monday. It can be tough even if you got an extra hour of sleep. So we want to get your motivation going. Monday motivation is next. I got a story about this dentist and what he's doing. You're going to cry. So I'm just telling you, if you're about to put on your makeup, your mascara, wait a few minutes, okay? We'll do that in about 10 here. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday motivation, some positivity to get your day going here. It's Joe and Mackenzie. There's a Brazilian dentist, his name's Felipe Rossi, and he travels the world to bring, he says, joyful smiles back to some of the poorest people on the planet. He formed a non-governmental organization. I didn't know what that was, but it's kind of like a non-profit, but they can go anywhere. They're not government-assisted, and they can help out people all around the world, and that's really cool. What is he doing? He's providing free dental care for low-income people in need of root canals, cleanings, restorations, work, and more. To pay for the cost, he does accept donations through the Smile Solidarity Program, and he hosts regular fundraising events. He said, I didn't do dentistry to take care of teeth, but to take care of people. He said, awakening smiles without business relationships just for love connects us with something bigger. One day a smile will be for everyone and tears will fall with joy just for being able to smile. We're going to get the blog up in a little bit for Monday Motivation. When you see the link to this guy's Instagram, you'll be on there all day saying like, oh my God, these people, everybody, they do before, then after, and all their after photos, they're crying because they're so thankful for a smile. And a smile is so important. It really,
absolutely.
Really
it
is.
It is. That reminds me, I have to make a dentist appointment.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but that the back tooth looks like there might be a little cavity.
No,
I'm kidding.
No way.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with tea. I brush my teeth like 5 times a day.
I know. During the show, she'll do like, hey, you're about to do the tea. What are you doing? All right, what do you got today, Liv?
I am talking about Leslie Headland. So she works in the film industry, and she also co-created created Russian Doll, the Netflix series that has 13 Emmy nominations. And she's worked alongside people like Kevin Hart, Jason Sudeikis, Rebel Wilson, basically worked with very big names. And she was talking about some advice that she had got when she was young and in her 20s. And she said that she got advice that she should be quieter, smaller, and a little bit more well-behaved. And she's saying she's glad that she didn't take that advice. And she's basically saying that when you're in your 20s, it just, you take a lot of advice that you get to heart, but make sure that you really think about that, about the advice you're getting, and think about if you agree with it or not. And feedback isn't always a bad thing, but don't reconstruct who you are as a human being and who you are as a person to edit yourself for other people in the room. Be who you are and continue to do that, and have confidence in yourself and what your abilities are.
You'll never be the same person if you're constantly changing for everybody.
Exactly. So just loved the advice.
Thank you, Liv. Mackenzie, what do you have today for Monday Motivation?
Ooh, well, you guys know I love Oprah. And one of my favorite audiobooks that I listen to over and over again in my car, it's called What I Know For Sure. And it's read by Oprah. Love her voice. It's amazing. So this really stuck out with me. She says, there's one irrefutable law of the universe. We are each responsible for our own life. So if you're holding anyone else accountable for your happiness, you're wasting your time. You must be fearless enough to give yourself the love you didn't receive. So basically, we hold everybody else accountable for our happiness, and that's a waste of time.
You can't blame it on your parents.
Because there's so many people complain all the time, but I look at them, I'm like, well, what you gonna do about it?
Well, that's the hard work, Mackenzie. Don't make me do that.
So
come on.
Step it up. If you want to change your life, quit doing the same things over and over again.
Okay, there we go. That's your Monday Motivation here on Joe Mackenzie. We'll put it up on our Instagram story, too, so you can swipe up and check that out. Go follow us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. A woman lost something very important on Halloween during trick-or-treating. We'll explain that. And would you guys get paid to get sick, like to get the flu?
No.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how much you could get paid. Joe's Need to Know News. It's coming up next. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Airbnb. I can't even believe they're banning this. I feel like they wouldn't be allowed, but they're banning party houses and cracking down on abusive host and guest conduct after a shooting at a Halloween party in California left 5 people dead.
What?
Yeah, did you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah, I guess the woman who rented the home lied to the host, saying she needed a place to keep her family members away from wildfire smoke, but instead threw the party at the house. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky says that the home rental service is now taking precautions to make sure something like this doesn't happen again, including banning party houses.
That is awful, first of all, because there are so many displaced people from the wildfires.
That need places to
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
But it's just like, man, I have friends at in Michigan where I'm from, and they have a house that they go out there. They might do it for a week. Like, if they're on vacation, maybe somebody wants to rent their place. And they're like, okay, just like, oh, yeah, we're going to have a few friends over for, like, our whatever kid's birthday party. And it's like just a big 20-person party. Nothing to do with, like, a birthday party. Just they're having a party and lying about what they're doing. And that's when things get out of control.
I would never allow that.
No.
Like, because then think about the damages. That's going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah, I wonder what your insurance does with that. So, well, we did fall back an hour this weekend. And according to a new survey, almost 3 out of 4 Americans hate it. They say we would just wish we'd stay on the same time all year. That's me. I'm team don't change the time.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I just think it's annoying and people forget.
Like, I'm a little rested today, but what are you going to do in the spring when we go forward and we're all like, oh, I'm so tired.
Well, it's for the farmers, right? That's where it originated.
No. Well, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Farmers, if you're listening, I know there are people listening in their combines or different things on the tractor or in the barn, milking their cows. We have a lot of people that listen to the show. 833-563-2539. Is there one farmer, anybody that works in agriculture, that says, yes, Joe and Mackenzie, I'm really thankful that we have daylight savings time.
You know how we learned, if you miss this, that farmers are the freakiest, like the occupation that likes to get down? So my friend just started dating a farmer, like after she made that discovery on our show.
Where'd she go? Farmers only? How'd she figure this one out?
I have no idea. I will keep you updated. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to go out with him. And she's like, it's true.
There you go. A California woman lost her mother's wedding ring while passing out Halloween candy last week. This is terrible.
No.
The woman passed out candy for about 5 hours. That's a long time. And believed that the cold weather caused her finger to shrink a little bit. Just enough that the ring fell off after putting her hand into a kid's candy bag. Like, here's the candy. Here you go. The woman has worn the ring every day since her mom passed away 20 years ago. The ring has not been returned. But hopefully the story going out there we'll have people check, but it's like the kid's probably like, ring. I don't want this.
Oh, no. I would think the kid would be like, jackpot.
Oh, really? I guess it
depends.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And my last thing today for Joe's Need to Know News, the National Institute of Health is running a study that will pay people about $3,300 to get the flu on purpose. Do I have anybody in the room that's interested in making $3,300 cold hard cash just to get the flu?
Oh, yeah.
You'd do it?
In a heartbeat. Are you kidding? $3,300 for the flu? I'll probably get the flu anyways, but to get paid to do it, dude, that is like literally my rent for like a lot of months. That's like my rent for, I think, 8 months or something.
What?
Yeah, my rent is hella cheap.
See, I don't think I'd do it because last year I got the flu and it sucked.
I would never do that.
I mean, but the flu's not great, but at the same time, $3,300.
You could die, though. You don't know what it is, the strain. I don't know. I mean, it's a gamble. I just am always like, your health is your greatest wealth. Because if you're sick, what can you do with that money? You feel like crap.
Lives like I could watch Netflix. Bro, I could watch Hulu.
I could literally, that would be amazing. $3,300 just would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, they want to monitor the flu-like symptoms so they can give, they're going to give you a nasal spray to infect you, and then they want to see what happens. They're going to have 80 volunteers. You got to be able to go in person, though. They have four locations.
That is so sad.
Baltimore,
to me.
St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Durham, North Carolina.
My family's from Cincinnati. I could even have my mom there to take care of me.
I don't know if that's part of the procedure, but I can check for you.
That is just sad to me. That disturbs me.
But no,
that people
will
do anything like that for money.
But it's also
like inject me and make my body physically ill so I can have money.
Look at it from a scientific perspective. Liv is trying to pioneer the flu and make it so we eradicate it.
Exactly.
She's a hero, Mackenzie.
Exactly. And I'm not. I will say I do get the flu every single year. So I feel
she's like just pay me because I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's going to happen, and like I always survive it. Like it's not like it stings. But at the same
time, what if
you
didn't? And it would be a measly $3,300 for your life.
That might cover your funeral.
I have life insurance.
Oh, well, in that case, send her. All right. And finally, Steelers beat the Colts 26-24. Laces out. Oh, that was a bummer game. The Texans beat the Jaguars, though. They were in London 26-3. That was cool. Pacers beat the Bulls NBA action 108-95. And the Rockets lost to the Heat 129-100. They take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, we got Song of the Day. And speaking of time change, how we fell back. All of our songs, somehow, some way, whether it's the lyrics or the title, they have some reference to time.
We're so topical.
We are. Look at us. Is our boss listening to this? I hope so. I missed it on Friday because I was not here. I was suspended. Last time I was around Song of the Day, there was a song that was a scary one by Michael Jackson.
We're glad you're back.
It's good to be back, Mackenzie. It is good to be back. Song of the Day, we have a category, and you get to decide by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140, what song you think should be played. And let's give out today's category. It is songs about time, because we fell back on Sunday. We lost an hour. I'm sorry, we gained an hour, right? I don't know what it is. We fell back, whatever it is.
Yeah, we fell back.
So we gained it. We gained it. I'm an adult. I should know how this works. So our songs today can be very loosely based. They can have it in the title. They can mention it in the song. Just anything involving time or a clock. I mean, it's pretty wide open. Let's kick it off this morning. We'll go to Mackenzie. Mackenzie, what song did you go with?
Well, this is a classic from one of the movies hopefully everyone has seen. Talking about Dirty Dancing, I've had the time of my life. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Will they put Mackenzie in the corner today? We shall see. Going to our next person, it is producer Porkchop. What is your song today?
There were so many good songs. I was thinking Justin Bieber, One Time. That would have been a good
that
one.
That would have been so good.
What about Cher? What about Cher? If I could turn back time.
And then Time After Time. Who's that? Donna Lewis?
If time you fall, I will catch you. Time after
that's hey, Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
And also Forever Young.
I know.
That would have been a good one.
Hey, guys, maybe I have one of those songs. Can we X-Man the talking about them all day?
All right, so my boyfriend and I, we kind of got in a little mini argument about this one, too.
I wanted
to pick F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S, and It's My Time. But he was like, no, you can't pick that. You have to pick Christina Milian, AM to PM. That'll definitely win, he said.
From the front to the back, let's go. Hear this. Somebody hit the lights so we can rock it day and night. People get it down, that's right. From AM to PM.
That's a good one.
I don't remember like ever hearing. I've met Christina Milian many times. I don't know if I've heard that song.
I don't think Christina Milian remembers recording that song, to be honest.
Well, it was just more upbeat than the previous song we heard. So let's see who else is more upbeat than
all
me.
All right, well, myself.
Hey.
What?
That was my song that he dissed.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's me.
Sorry. Myself, Joe, I decided, you know what? This song, it does mention time in it, so it covers the category, but it is a time thing. It reflects on time on this earth and your life, and it's something I hope when you hear it this morning, you think about and actually do something about. I went with Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying.
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full moon.
Fu Manchu. And I love deeper. And I.
Yeah, another upbeat song.
That's a great song.
It
just reminds you to live it up.
Yeah, and speaking of live the web, girl, what's your song about time?
I picked a song, and I'm not going to lie, I really struggled with this category.
We okay over there?
Sorry, that was my phone.
It's always somebody around here. You were pork chop making noise. All right, what do you got?
But I really struggled with this one, so I went with the easiest thing I could think of, and I absolutely love this song. It's a throwback Coldplay song. It's Clocks.
Shoot an apple off my head and a trouble that can be named. Tigers waiting to be tame, singing.
I love this song.
All of your songs are so upbeat.
I feel like people are going to fall asleep today. Like,
it's like a chill Monday.
What's going on here? All right, let me recap the songs, and then you can get your vote on by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 40. We had Mackenzie with I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley, I believe it is. Is that his name?
Nobody knows the dancing artist. Theme song.
Yeah, I've had the time of my life.
We all know the words whether you want to or not.
Porkchop used a consultant, a.k.a. Hostage Boy, and they went with Christina Milian, AM to PM. Myself, Joe, I went with Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying, and Live the Web Girl went with Coldplay, Clocks, which you could probably confused with a lot of other Coldplay songs because, well, to be honest, they all sound
that's
the same.
That's not true.
Okay, well, hey, you need to do the important thing, and that is vote for what song is the best about time. Song, S-O-N-G, 52140 is the number you text it to. That's song to 52140. We'll play the winner next. Song of the day. The results, well, they're being calculated right now. The voting has ended. The category today was songs about times and about time because we had fell back this weekend. Let's do a little recap this morning. We had Mackenzie with I've Had the Time of My Life.
I've had time of my life.
Oh, yeah. We also had Pork Chop with AM to PM by Christina Milian.
People beat it down, that's right. From AM to PM.
Mm-hmm. Then we have myself, Joe. I had Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw.
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
And Live the Web Girl went with Coldplay, Clocks.
Tigers waiting to be tame, singing.
Ooh, a very relaxed Monday, no doubt about that.
Yes.
Okay, well, the results are now in, and let's see what Pork Chop has.
Well, it doesn't have to be a relaxed Monday, you know. Coming in last place with 15% of the vote, It'll definitely be a relaxed Monday. Me, last place.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to your boyfriend since he's the one that suggested
this song? Oh, you don't want to know, Liv. Whoops,
this
sorry.
Song. Are you going to be mad at him?
I don't know. Is it too late for me to change to the one I wanted?
Yes.
Oh, darn. All
are you
right.
going to tell him you're mad at him now?
Well, no, I don't know.
No, he'll keep it
in. Is
going
to be your guys' first fight?
Maybe.
Have you had a fight yet?
Not really, no.
Ooh. Go live on Instagram when you do. Joe and McKenzie. I want to see
it. Oh my gosh,
it.
I would so get popcorn to watch.
Yep. coming
just
in
here for the comments.
Coming in third place with 20% of the vote. McKenzie.
No dirty dancing.
But right behind her.
To be fair, I really liked your Dirty Dancing song. Like, I was going to maybe pick it.
We were, going to do the move from the movie, but whatever.
Yeah, Mackenzie's like, I don't know if you can lift me. Are you sure?
Right behind her with 22% of the vote. In second place, Liv the Web Girl.
Oh,
Liv.
Yeah. Tim McGraw, baby.
With an overwhelming 41% of the vote.
Wow.
Joe Pesh is the winner.
I think people feel bad for you because you were suspended on Friday.
You know what?
Which is fine, which is nice.
Nobody felt bad, though, because I'm still a little butthurt when I saw the voting on, Thursday when I was here for that one song, which I'm not really going to talk about. I was third place.
Let's not bring up the past, Joe. You're a winner today, baby.
When I'm on the show with Mackenzie. I'm sorry.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like, my name's on there. How was I not top two?
Well, congratulations. You
Yay!
Won today.
All right. Thank you for your vote. Category songs about time. It is Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. We are your home for country music. Yeah. Woo. No.
We just sprinkle it in the mix once in a while.
No, for real, though. Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying, your song of the day winner today. Oh, by the way. Get a thinking now. Tomorrow's category for Song of the Day. We've got a good suggestion for this. Best Disney Song.
Ooh, that's going to be so good. With your win, Joe, Tim McGraw, I mean, humble and kind. I feel like Tim McGraw can raise a nation.
He can.
I thought you were gonna, like you are dying, be humble and kind.
I thought you were going to say, Joe, you're humble and kind. I'm like, well, I'm not always humble. And I try to be kind, but you know
no,
what?
No, you are.
It's a stretch. Hey, check this out. I had so much fun yesterday. I went to Live the Web Girls. Would we call it a dance recital? What's the official terminology?
I guess like a showcase, basically. So like I was kind of showing off what I had been working on.
And let me tell you guys, if you've not seen it yet on our Instagram, it's on our IGTV, but we have like a link that takes you there. It's Joe McKenzie. Can you please go there and show some love? Comment with a rose. You know, like you're throwing roses to Live the Web Girl. Because I wanted to feel the love. It was really incredible yesterday. What routine did you do? Like what kind of dance?
I did a cha-cha to Ariana Grande's Into You. Obviously, Ariana Grande is my queen. But I was literally so nervous. And there was just added pressure because my parents were there. And Joe and his wife, Lindsay, were there.
That's so
I was
cool
like,
you
oh
went,
my
Joe.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Lindsay, that's so nice.
Talk, I have to sneeze.
Oh, I was like, he was making a big grand, like he's crying.
I'm trying to like talk and you guys are like, what? Oh, he's going to say something really good. I'm like, no, I'm sneezing.
Now, so Liv, is this for just for fun?
Yeah, so it's just for fun. So I danced my entire life. I danced ballet, point, tap, jazz, like musical theater, lyrical, hip hop, like all of it for my entire life competitively. And so I really miss dance because I haven't danced since high school. And my boyfriend's parents own ballroom dance studios around the city. And so he was like, why don't you take it? Because you're just so stressed out with like all of your jobs and it would just be a really good stress reliever and you love to dance and you've never done ballroom before. So I was like, yeah, it's like would be a brand new world to me. So I started it and I absolutely just like love it because I love dance so much. And it just like really helps me a lot, kind of just like de-stressor and just something fun to do.
Does he dance too? Like since his parents own those?
He knows every type of ballroom dance.
He does?
Yes, he does not do it anymore. Like you have to beg him to even get him to do like even a little bit. But he knows it all. He used to be like a professional dancer.
That's the thing I found out.
Cool.
I was like, hold up. Jewel Daddy was a professional dancer.
If you ever met him, you'd be like, what? He just does not seem like
he doesn't.
He just does not seem at all. But yeah, so I started to do it, and I just really like it a lot. I love it, but the performing part, because I've never done ballroom, it still freaks me out.
See, now I just picture, after finding out that Jewel Daddy was a professional dancer and lived, like, I picture like their real first encounter was at like a club or like a wedding, and it was like, lift me up.
Summer recital, like a Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
But it was so impressive. Liv did great. I'm feeling fine now. Like, I didn't drive into work or anything, but I feel hungover this morning. I drank a lot yesterday, and I didn't even realize it till it was too late. I had like 6 Tito's in club sodas.
For Sunday fun day?
Yes.
You get it, boy?
And I was just hammered, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, because Liv's dad, who's in the mob, he like, I think he bought me one drink, but he's like, wow, like, Joe's drinking a lot. I just felt self-conscious because I kept on leaving the limes in my drink. So eventually, like, my whole glass is just a lime.
Limes, just a cup of limes.
First of all, I love whatever this venue was that they have cocktails to watch the dancing.
Absolutely.
That's so fun.
Yeah, I know. And how did my parents just met Joe's wife for the first time, Lindsay, last night, and they absolutely loved her. But Lindsay loved watching the dancing, and she wants to start taking ballroom dance lessons because a lot of couples do it
to kind of do something
fun with their significant other. A lot of them will do it, like, if there is the relationship is kind of struggling
Are you saying there's issues in my relationship?
I'm not saying anything. I think, you know, you've said what you've said on the radio, so I'm just saying it has helped couples and relationships. I think it would be so good for you and Lindsay to take dance lessons.
And you can dance, Joe. I've seen you. Well, you've got it in you.
Do they judge if you're drunk every time you show up to class?
Because
I gotta be buzzed and then I'll dance
to twerk.
I swear, like, a man that can dance is so sexy.
So there you go, Joe. Come on.
Okay, but it's...
It'd be a good workout, hashtag Joe's journey.
No, no doubt about that. That's what everybody's telling me. But I'm just afraid, though, that, like, you say it can help relationships where people sometimes, like, last-ditch effort will go to dance to try to rekindle their relationship.
Uh-huh.
I'm just worried, though. My wife and I fight about the dumbest stuff. Like, I'll be stepping on her toes. I'm afraid she'll be like, you big idiot, you stepped on my toe. And then I'll fight, like, shut up, I'm not an idiot.
I'm sure she won't.
It's just, it would be sweet. Maybe surprise her.
It's something that, like, kind of, like, can bond you, because, like, it's teamwork, you know? Like, it is a partner dance. Like, you have to rely on the other person, and the other person has to be, like, accountable, and you guys both have to be accountable and rely on each other. So it's kind of romantic.
All right. Well, I will consider it. Can I at least give you that?
Yes.
Can I give you, I'll consider it real
consider
quick?
Consider it. Yes, that's fine.
All right, cool. Hey, I want to find out about the tea, but real quick, I want to get this call real quick. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, what's up? I see you on the phone line. What would you want to say?
I was calling about Song of the Day because, Joe, you have a missed opportunity. You could have picked Thriller because it's a midnight hour being close at hand.
Genius!
Rachel,
wow.
We can't.
Rachel.
Rachel, it's not your fault. They should have told you when you came on the phone. We can't say the T word.
the Thriller incident. No, I think that's a great idea.
No, that is genius. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Rachel, but honestly, I like my job and I already lost a day of pay, so I'm not going to do that. Mackenzie.
Joseph.
What's coming up in the tea?
Well, Jane Fonda got arrested for the 4th time. I'll tell you for what. And John Legend performed drunk, and you get to hear.
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. Starting off with Jane Fonda, who has been arrested for the 4th time. Here's Jane.
There's no way. No, I didn't think I'd live this long. So, you know, every day I get up and I want to pinch myself. I feel very blessed.
Then I want to get arrested because I'm bored.
So she's been peacefully protesting and was arrested for the 4th time as part of her crusade for climate change. And she was ordered to spend the night in the slammer. I mean, she's always been a protester. She says she will be protesting through early January and suspects she'll get arrested every Friday.
Good for her. Only protest I do is, like, I send those little petitions online, which does nothing. I'm like, I'll do that. I'll click a box or do an electronic signature.
Right. Well, she's just trying to make a statement. So, hey, she's up there in age. Just whatever floats your boat, girl.
I'm protesting.
Nicki Minaj. She is defending her new husband, Kenneth Petty, after Wendy Williams has discussed his past legal drama.
God already told us that he placed our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So how can you remember something that God already forgot?
So Wendy, you know, was just kind of dredging up the past. He's been arrested, had lots of legal drama. He was accused of rape, allegedly, back in the day. And Nikki's like, let it go. That's in the past.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Wendy's basically saying he's not a great dude. But hey, if Nikki's happy with him, let him be happy, right?
Yeah, you do your thing. That sounds great.
Oh, man. Moving on to a good dude, John Legend. Get this. He performed All of Me while allegedly intoxicated, had a little too much to drink, performed his hit song to surprise fans at Universal Studios, and none other than his beautiful wifey, Chrissy Teigen, captured the moment.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you
so that
serious?
That was taken obviously on Chrissy's phone, but you could hear that he was sloshed.
Little pitchy there, dog. Little pitchy.
All right, all right, all right. We got to say happy birthday. Matthew McConaughey turned the big 5-0. I cannot believe he is 50. And this is really cool. He helped deliver 1,600 meals to first responders and shelters in California.
If I was going to be in the one stripper movie of my life, and I'm sure as heck not going to be a real stripper, I said, will you marry me and take my name? And I won't say what she said, but yes was not the first words out of her mouth.
Everything came off, essentially.
Not everything. A thong has two
yes.
small little strings on the side, and one of them got pulled while I was down, sort of in the mosh pit.
That's him talking about his role in Magic Mike. Because he's like, hey, there's no stopping me. I'm 50, and I'm just going to get better and better, baby, so get ready.
All right, the tea with Mackenzie. Thank you very much. Hey, live the web, girl. I know you're a true crime junkie at times, and people love it. What's coming up with Murder Monday?
I'm going to be covering the case of the West Mesa serial killer.
Okay, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer, who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and Mackenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Call them. You're not a snitch. You're trying to help out. It's 800-222-TIPS. That's 800-222-TIPS. Live the web, girl. What are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So today I'm going to be talking about the West Mesa serial killer. And our story starts in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 2009 with Michelle Valdez. She's a normal girl, but in her early teenage years, she started to struggle and get into some trouble. At the age of 13 years old, she got pregnant, and that's when she started to go downhill rapidly. She gave birth at 14 years old, and she immediately drops out of school. Michelle's daughter ends up living with her grandparents, and Michelle starts to get involved in drugs through a boyfriend, and that's when the run-ins with the law occur. In 2004, she asked her dad if she can move back home, and her younger sister was furious and made sure this didn't happen. And this is the last time her family ever sees her. They finally realize after Christmas comes and goes, and they don't hear from her at all, that something is wrong. And this is when Michelle's family reports her missing. This is 5 months after she has asked to move back in. In July of 2005, the dad gets a call from a detective who notices that young women about the same age are all going missing from the streets in this area. She tells him she's doing everything she can to figure out where Michelle is. There are five young women in total that are missing at this point. One night, Michelle's family gets a call from one of her friends who is apologizing to the family about the news that they've heard of what has happened to Michelle. They don't know what this friend is talking about. And so the friend tells them that she heard that Michelle was stabbed and killed in the West Mesa. This friend got the information through a family member who was active in the streets and crime, like Michelle. The cops take note of this, and around the same time, there are rumors going around that there are women who are involved in the streets getting their heads chopped off and being buried in the West Mesa. And this is a vast open desert area that goes on for miles and miles. Years go by, and by the end of 2008, this detective has a list of victims that she thinks are all related, and she starts to collect the DNA from these families to try to get a connection. This detective has a final list of 18 women that she believes something happened to. And finally, on February 2nd in 2009, a woman is walking her dog in a subdivision in West Mesa, and her dog finds a human femur in a construction site where the dog was running around. The police realize this bone is new, and now they realize they have to start digging in this vast, vast desert to see if they can find more connections to these missing women. Maybe this is where they all have ended up.
Yeah, that could be the spot.
When we come back, we will learn what they find buried in the West Mesa.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Liv the Web Girl, what are you covering today for Murder Monday?
So I am talking about the West Mesa serial killer. And you can see photos about this case at our Instagram, at Joe and McKenzie. Also, someone DM'd us and said that I said the word buried weird, which I just think is really
funny.
Have
you listened to the show? We don't say any words correctly, no. But thank you.
We're not great at speaking.
Yeah, no. It's not our forte.
So when we left off, a dog found a femur buried in the West Mesa that belonged to a young female, and the police start to search and dig up this area. As they're searching, they keep on finding more and more and more human bones. As they're putting them together, after weeks, they realize they have found the bones of 11 dead human bodies.
Wow.
They slowly start to match these bodies with the girls on the detective's list that had been missing for years. They realize that the eighth set of bones they find belonged to Michelle Valdez, the girl who had been missing that we talked about in the beginning of the story. They pull the satellite footage from this area, and at first it's nothing, but they keep pulling the satellite footage from year after year after year. When they pull it from 2004, they can see tire tracks from the road to this burial site where they found the bodies. And they find four bare spots where they can tell something has been buried. When they pull satellite footage from just a year later in 2005, there are 11 bare spots where something has been noticeably buried with more tire tracks.
That's so crazy that they thought, like, I would never think to use satellite imaging.
Right.
But they did.
They just went on to Google Earth and they could tell, which means more dead women just from 2004 to 2005. And around this time, the media is crawling all over the story and they're posting pictures of all of these 18 women. And this is the first time they're all publicly connected. 6 weeks after they start digging, 10 of the women in the detective's list were all found in bones buried in this area. They stopped digging by that April, and all of the bones they found belonged to women that all fit a similar description. All these women were involved with prostitution in some sort of way, and they all went missing in 2004. The FBI puts a profile together of who this killer could be, and they assume he's between the age 35 and 50. He lives alone, or he travels a lot. He's familiar with the prostitution trade, and he's probably had a couple run-ins with the law. That is very broad, so they really struggle.
Doesn't really narrow it down, if you ask me.
Not at all. So in the summer of 2009, they still have no suspects. So the FBI puts out a $100,000 reward, and still nothing happens. They start to go over past arrests in the area because they think the suspect has had run-ins with the law, and they specifically look up arrests involving prostitution because all of the women had had involvement in it. They had some theories of men that could have done it, but never had enough evidence to actually convict or arrest anyone for these murders. The police never have released how all of these women were murdered, and they continue to look for the killer. They have found a group of similar women that have gone missing in Texas and Pennsylvania, but nothing big happens until 2010 in Missouri, when the FBI goes to a man's house and just swarm it and start collecting as much information as possible. This man was a photographer who would visit New Mexico regularly to visit the state fair, which is very close to the West Mesa. And in 2004, he was there working on a job taking pictures, and the cops and the FBI confiscate hundreds and hundreds of photographs from this house. The police still have not released how they got turned on to him in the first place, but they clearly did not find enough information from the search because he was never arrested. He is still listed as a person of interest, and the police believe that this guy who murdered all of these young girls is still out there, but he has picked up and moved. In October 2016, the police released super grainy still shots of this video, and it is of two women, and they're asking the public if anyone can identify them because the police believe that they have information about the West Mesa murders. And nothing has happened since then. This case is still unsolved, and they are still looking for the serial killer that murdered all of these young women.
See, that's what creeps me out, when they don't have the person.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they passed away, but maybe they're still out there.
So chilling and so scary.
Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday here on Joe and Mackenzie. Thank you so much. I am really excited. We have got a lot coming up here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Coming up right around 8:10, 7:10 Central, Lenny Bree, he's our technical producer in Houston. So he runs the show, makes sure it sounds nice and good if you're listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. But he's actually a rapper, really talented. He's got some music we want to check out and kind of share with the world. And when I found out about this, I actually dug into the crates, guys, and I found some of my old audio. And I kind of want to share it.
I can't wait for this. This will be great.
It's awkwardly quiet in the room. I don't think anybody's looking forward to it. But that's coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. 833-563-2539 is the number to call in this morning. I want to know if you've had an office romance or an office connection, because the CEO, the chief executive of McDonald's, the fast food, announced on Sunday that he has been fired. His name is Steve Easterbrook, and I guess he engaged in a consensual relationship with an employee that violated company policy for McDonald's. In a statement announcing the firing, they said the company's board has determined that Mr. Easterbrook had demonstrated poor judgment. Now, he became the chief executive back in 2015, and I guess he's really credited with turning things around. Like, they had some really bad numbers at McDonald's, so this guy was a good employee. Not like they just were trying to get rid of him, but they say this was a mistake. He wrote, given the values of the company, I agree with the board. It's time for me to move on. The dude, some people asking, is he in a relationship? From what I saw, he's a divorced father of three, so I don't think he was cheating on his spouse. Just the fact is, he was hooking up more than just dating. They were doing stuff, and I guess it's against McDonald's company policy. So the obvious, of course, company policy. I get legality-wise, he did break it. But is it something that you think is a good idea or a bad idea to date somebody at work?
Well, I want to add to the story. McDonald's shares have sank 2.3%. So they're set to lose like $3.4 billion off the company's value. And he is credited with like doubling their value since he took the helm in 2015. So this is a big business lose for McDonald's, a lot of people are saying.
I mean, what do you think about that? I don't think we have anything here at work saying we can't date coworkers. Like, if Pork Chop and Liv wanted to date, I think they could.
Well, they're equal, though. They're colleagues. It's not like one of them is each other's boss. I think it's different when someone's in a position of power over the other person, at least in the, you know,
I am definitely Liv's boss.
Oh, nice you're saying, try, Chop.
You're saying
nice
you have
try.
A position of power over her?
Yes.
Okay. Not a chance.
Well, at least Mackenzie and I have a position of power, so there we go. You're lucky, Liv. I can never date you. Yeah, it goes to you too, intern Chloe. 833-563-2539. But see, myself personally, I disagree with the position of power, whether it's a man or a woman in power. If that other person wants to date you, why are you going to stop love? And has anybody actually...
Why are you going to stop love? Well, sometimes it's not love, it's lust.
Okay, 833-563-2539. But does anybody think that's actually a good idea? Or is it a situation where you're like, no, I think you should be able to date whoever you want. It doesn't matter if they're the boss or if they're the young employee. Like, let them do what they want to do.
I think it depends, too. I mean, if they're getting, you know, preferential treatment because they're... sleeping with the boss, that's one thing.
But of course, I think we all agree on that one. But just in general, do we know or think that this person was getting preferential treatment? Let's say they weren't. Let's just say that they wanted to hook up and date the CEO of McDonald's. What's the biggie?
Well, I think the company can say our policy is our policy. So they could say everyone has to wear green shirts every single day. That's our policy. And if you blow it, you blow it. You do that when you sign up for it. So I think that's the stipulation there.
Has anybody here on the show actually dated a coworker?
Kind of.
Well, explain.
I worked at McDonald's when... Oh, McDonald's.
Hey,
buddy. Really? You worked at McDonald's? I didn't know you worked at McDonald's.
Like 4 years.
Did?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I know so much about Chops because we go way back, but okay.
That was like one of my main first jobs. And there's this girl, Louisa. Like, I had started working there for 2 weeks, and I guess she had worked there before me.
She made those French fries like nobody's business.
Yeah, she was on vacation, though. And so, like, she came back from vacation, and I remember I wanted to talk to her. And I don't know. So we kind of talked for a while. I wouldn't necessarily say we like went out, like we're official, but like we talked for a while.
Louisa, who was on the drive-thru? That would be the most fun.
Oh, definitely me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got 100% mystery shopper for snack wraps.
Side note. So you guys did date, but she wasn't your superior, right?
Right. No, okay. We were equals.
No, they were both on the fry line. It wasn't like somebody was actually, you know, like doing the ice cream machine because that's the tip top spot. Liv the Web Girl, what about you?
So I have not, I don't think, no, not like any important jobs, even if so. But my parents actually met in the workplace.
What?
And my dad was a financial advisor and my mom was like a certified secretary, basically. So she could do some of the certification work.
Oh, I bet she did.
Basically, she was kind of like a secretary. So technically, like, I guess my dad was kind of like not her direct boss, but he was an advisor and she was a secretary. And yeah, that it was an office romance. They knew each other for 3 weeks. My dad was like begging to take her out. And finally, he like took her out for her birthday. And the rest is history. But they never got in any sort of trouble. But also back then, like the whole finance business was pretty lax. They would like literally shut down early and just like drink.
It's like the Wolf of Wall Street or something.
It's like hard to meet great people though. So I understand like because you work with people every single day, you get to know them. So I understand how people maybe want to date within their workplace because like how else are you meeting people besides dating sites really?
Umela, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Did you date a coworker that ended up being something?
Hi there. Yes, yeah, so I dated a coworker, which is actually my husband now.
Wow.
Yes, so we met while we were in training. We were working, both of us were working in different countries at the time. And the company actually supports relationships within the company.
Oh, wow.
It's called Dual Career. So when we discussed with our HR team and told them that we're in a relationship, they actually helped us to move in the two countries and work together.
That's cool.
That's really
so
cool.
So they were supportive of it.
Mackenzie, do you think it would help the show better if you and I became like a relationship?
It would
strengthen our bond.
No, I do not.
Rebecca, we'll wrap things up with you this morning. You're on Joe Mackenzie. Did you ever date a coworker?
Yeah, I married my manager.
Oh, how did you know that they were the one?
Well, I worked at a restaurant, so we were there. I spent 12-hour shifts with them, and it was just like a easy relationship basically to form. I was graduating college, went to a full-time job outside of that, but he actually ended up losing his job over it. But we are still married 5 years.
worked out just fine.
Now, wait, maybe I was kind of like halfway paying attention, but what did you guys do? Like, what was the type of business or job?
A restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So I was a server, and he was one of the assistant managers.
Did you guys ever hook up at the restaurant?
No.
There used to be people, so you guys know, I used to work here at Radio Now before, and there used to be a couple that was on air, and they were, like, secret, and they would make out and other stuff in the parking lot all the time, and they didn't know that we had cameras, and they would make out in the basement here.
Oh my gosh. It was so crazy.
I mean, they were, like, they were colleagues, so no one was anybody's boss.
Still awkward. You don't want to be on camera. Hey,
exactly.
Rebecca, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. All right, at this time, I'd like to do a little station identification. It is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie. We actually have a follow-up from something we did last week. I think it was Monday and Tuesday. If you missed it, here's what happened.
I was at this house party Saturday, and I met this girl dressed as the red Teletubby, and we ended up hooking up at the party. But I didn't remember her name or number. I gotta find her.
So the Teletubby girl was listening and called in.
Is this really Teletubby girl?
Yeah, it's me. I was dressed as a Teletubby at that party, and I remember going down to the basement and having a super steamy hookup with Brad, and I was so into him, too. Like, this is crazy. I've been trying to figure out how to get a hold of him since.
So that night, they went out on a date. Brad called the next morning. Was it really her, though?
That chick is not the girl, man. Like, red Teletubby. I don't know who that chick is. Like, it was just weird, dude. It was so weird.
All right, fine. Yeah, it wasn't me. I'm not Teletubby girl, but I have been so into him forever now.
Okay, Brad, so that was a crazy situation there where we were trying to hook you up with somebody you met at a Halloween party, and it was obviously a girl that was interested in you but was not the red Teletubby, and you actually DM'd us and said you have an update. So what's the update?
So last week when that whole thing went down, the Teletubby girl's friend, I guess, was listening to the station. And since she hit my roommate up on Instagram, was like, dude, I think you live with this guy that hooked up with the Teletubby, whatever. Long story short, we hung out all weekend, and I finally got to meet Teletubby girl not dressed as a Teletubby. And it was awesome. I mean, she was everything I thought she would be. Like, everything was, like, so normal and so cool as opposed to, like, the crazy thing last week. Like, this girl was the girl, and... I don't know, we're going out this weekend, just the two of us, so I'll probably have another update for you.
Dang!
Amazing! A happy ending.
Could it be possible for the first time in Joe and Mackenzie history, we actually have a love connection that works?
That would be incredible and rare.
I called my mom, so.
Well, then it must be serious. All right, Brad, man, thank you for the update. I'm glad to hear that. And yeah, keep us posted on what else happens.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
That's kind of cool. It's a good thing to hear right there. And I definitely do hope that we get an update from Brad. So there you go,
Mackenzie. What if they get married after all this? How crazy.
Invite us to the wedding. I'm an officiant. I'm a man of the cloth. I could marry you. Just throwing that one out there. Hey, Lenny Bree is our technical producer in Houston, and he's actually got some new music. This actually sounds really good. I don't know if you guys listened to the email he sent, but it's cool stuff. I want to play a couple of clips from his stuff, but while I was listening to his stuff, it got me thinking, hey, back in the day, I used to be MC Papa Pesh. I actually found some old music I used to do.
Oh, Cannot wait for this.
You guys ready for this?
Do we have to?
I don't know. Are we?
I hope so. It's coming up next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Don't go anywhere. The Tea with Mackenzie that's coming up in about 10 minutes. Lenny Bree is our technical producer in Houston. Good morning, Lenny Bree.
What's good, Joe?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Pretty good, man. I'm actually super tired. We had all these parties and stuff that we've been doing lately, and it's just been wild.
I see you. What are you doing, man? Like, you work like Thursday night into Friday morning till like 1, then come to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it work or is it partying or is it both?
It's mostly... Actually, it's both. Okay. It's both.
Okay.
It's hard to talk in a microphone and drink booze, let me tell you. All right, well, hey, I want to get into some stuff real quick here, and you can kind of tell me. I got two different audio cuts here. I got one, I believe it's Imperial City, and I got one, Stardust. Can you tell me, I guess, you got some music. Did it just come out or is it coming out? What's the deal?
Oh, yeah, so my birthday is actually tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Lenny!
Yeah! So we're going to be turning up. I'm going to be releasing that song, Imperial City. It's actually called Toledo. and says that's going to be like a surprise release. And then Stardust has been out for a while. It's my big hit.
So
should we do
Stardust first or Imperial City, like Toledo?
I'd say do Stardust first and then give him the Imperial City.
All right. Just double checking. No swearing here.
We're good.
Okay, cool. Let's check it out.
I'm a star. Can you feel the dust? Pressure on the pipes. Can you feel them about to bust? They just pray I fall, but my shoes laced up. And karma comes around like the wheels on the bus, baby. You see me ball, all these know what's up. When I walk into the room, all the dreams go up. Can we have a talk? Cause it's going up. If I see you trying to ride, maybe we can have some fun, yeah. Real niggas walk nowadays, lot of talk. Talk without the walk and get a nigga laid out. Told that boy you better hurry, get your pace up. I ain't getting lucky like a penny face up. And I'm at the mall, blue faced up. Yeah, you shorty want me, but she better wake up. Cause ever since my fucking face blew up, I don't really with nothing unless it's 10 and up. And that's real.
Ooh, all right, Lenny
some
Bruce.
Some provocative
right there.
Lyrics there, Lenny. Yes, you got some flow.
I'm actually
spicy.
I'm
yes,
kind of
spicy.
I'm kind of impressed because, you know, working in radio for 10 years, like being a producer, I'm used to people, hey, listen to my stuff. Listen
hey,
to my
I'm
stuff.
A rapper. I'm a rapper. Check out my demo.
It's usually, you know, like you could tell they're up and coming, but I'm pretty impressed. Like you could tell Lenny put some time and some work into that. It's like it's edited well and produced well. So good job, Lenny.
All right.
Dude, I appreciate that part, Joe. I'm going to cry right now.
And then we've got from Imperial City, this is Toledo. Can we play this?
Yup, play it.
All right, check this one out from Lenny Bree.
We could take a trip to Toledo. We could take a trip to your bed. When we feel alone, where do we go? Baby, don't forget what I said. We can hide away from the people. I want to spend time in your head. See you set your mind to the people. If you just give me a chance, yeah. Come by, you could come by. Watching the time, passing us by, living on highs, run through the night, run through the night. Look at your smile, your light is so bright. High for the lights, and I don't wanna be out.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I think Lenny is a lady killer.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I got a ton of ladies, you know what I'm saying? Just a little spice for them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to take your thunder here, but would you guys mind? I was listening to Lenny's audio. I'm like, man, like, I would love to share with everybody. I used to rap back in the day. Like, everybody knows me as DJ Papa Pesh, but I used to be a rapper.
Oh, God.
You can tell that from Freestyle Friday.
Now, remember when, like, Ludacris had, like, area codes, like that song?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's kind of how we got our first rap group. We grew up in Michigan, and the area code there was 517, kind of near Lansing. So we are 517 or the 517 crew.
Oh. Gosh.
So this is the first song. You're laughing. You haven't even heard it yet. This is called What's Up.
In the basement, we lay down our tracks. Me and Master B give kids heart attacks. And we don't even feel sad. Cause if you don't like our music, then that's just too bad. Cause we make it for us and not for you. So if you got a problem, then go step in some food.
517 what?
517 what?
517.
Seven, that's what's up.
What do you think?
Wait, was that's you?
Yeah, like this.
In the basement, we
this
lay
me.
Down a track.
What? Yeah, I never
Your
really.
Your voice is so high.
I never. Well, it still kind of is. I never hit puberty. Hold on. This one is about a car I have used to have. This is called This Is My Car. Let me know if you like this one.
Papa Pesh is Pimple Plymouth. That's her name. Rolling to town, and I'm the one to blame. It's not her fault, she looks so damn nice. Try to scratch her and you'll pay with your life.
I'm still rolling in
my buddy Brandon.
Chevrolet. Sporting a beanie like Marvin Gaye. But I just say no, because if you ain't 18 older, then you got these. And
sorry, I had to skip through some of that right there. What do you think of This Is My Car?
Well, good. I just not to age you, but how long ago was this recorded?
High school. So I think like I'm gonna show you the evolution. I got a few more clips. That was like when we were freshmen in high school. I met my
Let's
buddy
just
Brandon.
Do like one more clip.
So like 20 years ago.
One more.
We don't need to hear like the collection.
Well, go ahead.
Hold on. Okay.
Let's do one more.
This is like when we got better. Okay.
Okay.
And this is called Don't Stop. I'm just DJing, I think, in this one.
Don't stop fighting the struggle, engages enemies to form alliances, hoping to alter the destiny. Right. A million to one, a million to three. Three kings that don't stop, no compromising. Yeah. And clink, we be heavyweights. Rocking those heavy jams, your heavy mama hates. Travel to another land across the states. While my DJ steady spinning across the plates.
I feel like the Beastie Boys were inspiration for you.
They were. Yeah? All right, let me go out on a high note. Okay. Obviously, my rapping wasn't that great. Here's me DJing live at a club. Like, this was live in front of people. This is on video. You don't believe me, do you, Pork Chop?
Let's see it.
He's very hesitant.
I am this and I am that. This is me. What do you think of
I DJ
that?
Here.
Sometimes it's this. You did this. I am this. I am.
Ladies and gentlemen,
It's just very 1990s.
No, that was good though. That's hot.
Vanilla Ice, yeah. 1990s.
Are you kidding me? What? Hold on, I'll trust the professional rapper. What was that, Mr. Lenny Bree?
Dude, Joe, we got to make a song together.
Dude, yes. We could.
Collab.
Do you think
Papa
we could,
Pesh.
Do you think we get like Megan Thee Stallion on there, or like Chamillionaire, or like?
Yeah.
Paul
while we're
Wall.
Going, we might as well get Drake.
Yeah. What's Beyonce doing? Let's go. Come on. Let's do this thing. All right. No, we'll have to put a link somehow on our Instagram story so people can check out Lenny Bree. That was really good, dude.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Have him throw out his stuff.
Oh, yeah. What's your stuff?
Oh, yeah. You guys can follow me on Instagram at LENNYBRI. And that's all my music and everything all over all the platforms.
Dope.
Everywhere.
All right. Lenny Bree, the
and
man.
And happy birthday early.
There we go. We got some breaking news. We just missed it in the tea, but want to give you an update. Still more details coming out, but Holman and Company is selling the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Yeah, IMS, they're selling that IndyCar and related businesses to Penske Corporation. I guess both companies announced the deal in a news release this morning. They will release more information at an 11 a.m. news conference, so we'll keep you updated. But Holman and Company purchased the track back in 1945, so that's really big news.
Isn't that wild? So yes, IMS has sold to Penske Entertainment.
All right, we'll keep you updated here. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Reminder, all this week at 7:25 and 8:25, we got some cool prizes that you can win. For example,
the Chainsmokers.
Yep, we'll do that at 7:25 again tomorrow. And also at 8:25 all this week after McKenzie wraps up the tea, we got your chance.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Well, this is something which I think is genius, but it's also illegal. So I'm kind of torn, but I have to report all dumb people doing dumb things. It's my job. A woman in Louisiana was busted for selling high school students fake doctor notes so they could skip school. Side note, where was this in 2004 when I was a senior in high school
exactly.
and didn't want to do anything? Belinda used to work, that's the woman's name, for a doctor, and she was forging the notes as if they actually came from that guy. She was selling them, too, for a lot of money, about $20 each, and at the time, before she got busted and the school got suspicious, she had sold around 14 or 15 of them to kids. They noticed at the school, like, wait a minute. There's been an uptick. There's been an increase in kids that are having these notes from the same doctor because they're sick. It's like, okay. So the school, apparently, they were like, we're going to check in on this. They called the doctor, and he said, I've never heard of Jimmy Allen or Bobby Sue or whoever the students were.
Bobby Sue.
Yeah, I never heard of any of these kids. Who are they? I don't know them. They traced the notes to Belinda, the person that used to work for him. She was arrested this past week for filing false public records, which you didn't think that be that big of a deal. Guys, she could get up to 5 years in prison.
Whoa.
I don't think she will, but could you imagine she gets any jail time for writing a doctor's note? Like saying you're sick, but I guess it could be either way. She could have wrote like prescriptions, maybe.
Right.
But it's like
I get the fraudulent part of it. I think there should be a different punishment.
What do you think should happen?
I mean, I think in prison, in jail, we should have people that are really dangerous to other people.
Maybe she can get like a get out of a jail note or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe she should have to clean like the school's restrooms daily for like a year or something.
Okay, you know what? Prison sounds better.
Right.
That is your Dummy of the Day here on Joe McKenzie.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Hey, McKenzie.
Hey, Joe.
When did you get the talk?
Oh, man.
You know, like the talk?
I had several talks about several different things.
But like the talk?
The talk. I feel like it was somewhere between third and fifth grade.
Okay, we're going to keep this like PG, but I don't know, it might be a little heads up of what the conversation we're getting to in about 10 minutes here. We want to know, when did you get the talk? Like, who gave it to you? Was it like normal? I really want to hear the awkward stories.
We want to get into the awkwardness because there's no way around it, and I mean, I'm dreading it.
Have you had it yet?
I have a little girl. Not like full on.
Okay, all right, this is coming up next, so prepare yourself. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
It
It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. This conversation is maybe a little adult themed, so we'll try to keep it clean. But if you got little ones, maybe it's something you don't want to have to explain to them or talk about. Maybe turn the radio down just a little bit. Kind of wondering, when did you have the talk?
The talk.
The T to the A to the L to the K. The talk. The birds and the bees.
Oh, I thought you meant about like mortgage and balancing checkbooks.
No, some of us still need to have that talk, but
why
yeah.
are you looking at me?
I'm just, no. 833-563-2539. Because I think you're the one that brought this up, weren't you? Or is it Liv?
So no, I have to sign a permission slip because my daughter is going to, they're going to go and learn about the birds and the bees. Their class will go to, and I did this, I remember when I was little, we went to, some museum and they had this statue. Her name was Pam. And Pam was a clear statue and she lit up. So it'd be like, here are the mammary glands. And they'd be like, and then Pam turned into a man. And
Hold on. Hold on. Now you got me confused.
I mean, it sounds so weird. And then they were like, here are the, you know, different parts of the body. So it was more about, I mean, it was very like science. It wasn't at all, you know, the other stuff. But here's the thing. As a mom, I want to beat the friends. I want to beat the friends who tell the kids the wrong information of what does what and blah, blah, blah.
Do you feel like it's too late? Like, are you worried that it's already happened?
Not in third grade, I don't, or fourth grade. Like third, fourth, you're okay. Third, fourth, fifth is the time. Which sounds so young, I know. But
how do you know this? And I'm not saying you're like, I'm not questioning your parenting abilities. I just feel like kids learn stuff at a very, very faster rate than I feel like we did.
Oh, I know.
Like they shouldn't know in third and fourth grade, but I feel like they do.
Oh, the things that come out of her mouth, I'm like, how do you know that? She's nine, but she does. And so I'm like, well, what do your friends say? I just want to know what information she, I'm really lucky because she feels very open with me. So she will tell me if she has questions. It's the ones that are scared to go to their parents if they have a question about things. Cause then they get their information from who
my
knows
mom
where.
Was a nurse. Like I had the, like my dad would be scared of that, but my mom was a nurse. So I knew about stuff like in elementary school, but it was so interesting though. I think my mom really hit hard STDs. So that was kind of a scary thing.
But she like, did? Like, what did she say?
She talked about, like, warts are and herpes. Oh, I mean, like, my point is, you name it, she explained how you get it, what
how
it is.
How old were you?
Elementary school.
Really?
My mom was a nurse. My mom did wound care. Like, I saw a lot of things. But for me, that was good, though.
That terrified you like, to be
when
cautious.
When I did have a girlfriend and, like, we would hook up and get intimate, like, even with a condom, I'm like, I don't know if the condom worked. I'm afraid I'm going to have something. So, I mean, I think it maybe scared me a little bit too much. Now, I want to get to everybody here on the show. But, poor child, let's go to you next. Because I wonder, what did your parents teach you? Or what did they even tell you?
Well, when my parents had me, they were 38 years old. So they were kind of on the older end of the spectrum. So now I'm 30. They're like almost 70. So I think because of my age gap with my parents, that contributed to the fact that I never had the talk.
Well, you didn't
that
have the talk.
That explains a lot. I'm just
kidding. Correct. I remember in fifth grade, there was one girl who wasn't allowed to go in the talk class.
Yeah, like you have to sign a permission slip or they will not let your kid in there.
And it was so weird, the one girl that couldn't. It was so funny. But yeah, I remember that class. And
wait, why
whatever.
Is it so funny? Is she the one that got like pregnant?
No. It's just funny to be the one kid that couldn't go to that talk class.
I went to Catholic grade school. I will say the more sheltered, I just remember this one girl was never allowed to do anything, the most sheltered, and she, boom, was the one who got pregnant in high school.
Well,
like
course.
Twice. I feel like the more sheltered kids that are never talked to and don't, that those are the ones.
Now
then they go wild.
Now live the web girl. I wonder how it is because you have three older sisters that people don't know that.
Yes.
But I just don't see your mom and dad jumping up and down like, Olivia, let's talk about the birds and the bees.
So we learned a lot about it in school. I remember in seventh grade, we watched a video and it wasn't really about the science of
birth.
Oh gosh, definitely not.
It was the sperm and the egg.
Yeah, it wasn't really too much about the anatomy of the female body and the male body, but it was more of just talking about flipping pancakes and how it is and then connecting it back to your spirituality and what it means and all of this stuff. So, but I never really, I don't know. I remember being in kindergarten and telling my parents that I know what sex is and they're like, oh, And like, what? Like, who told you that? I said, a girl in class told me that a guy, mom and a dad roll around in the bed.
See?
And that's what I thought it was. But
you want to beat the friends. That's what you want to do as a parent.
Kindergarten, Mackenzie. You're fifth
gosh,
grade.
And I believed that up until my sophomore year of high school. No, I'm just kidding. But
I thought that in first grade, I had a panic attack because I thought if a boy and a girl kissed, you got pregnant.
You're like,
and a little boy tried to kiss me. I'm like, oh my God.
Because he's like, I'm pregnant. Oh, no. Now, we're going to get your calls, 833-563-2539, because some of these I see up here look really good. I'll wrap it up with my dad real quick, though. I remember when my brother and I actually both had, like, girlfriends at the time. I think I was, like, 21, and he was, like, 17 or 18. My dad never had the talk, but he's like, you guys got girlfriends? Like, he was just angry and awkward. He's like, don't get him pregnant. I'm like, oh wow, Dad, that's a great idea. I won't get him pregnant. Thank
you. That's all he said? That was your talk?
That was the talk with my dad. Yeah, that was it. All right, we're going to talk to you next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and this is kind of an adult conversation. So
yes, earmuffs for the kiddos.
We are wondering from you at 833-563-2539. When did you have the talk, like the birds and the bees, and how did it all go down?
Yes, because we love the awkward stories.
All right, let's bring it on this morning. We will say good morning to Clarissa. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Girl.
Okay, so like Porkchop, my parents never gave me the talk.
And is there a huge age gap between you and your parents, or why do you think they didn't give you the talk?
No, there's no huge, my mom is, you know, only about a normal age. She's only 18 years older than me, so she had me at a young age.
So how did you find out what goes down?
My mom, I was, you know, when you're going through puberty, you know, you're exploring different things. My mom caught me looking at a magazine.
Ooh. Oh.
So then she's like, well, honey, since you're there, let's talk.
She caught me looking at both sexes.
And at that point, she was like, well, good, I don't have to have the talk. It's like the magazine
exactly.
already did it for
she's
you.
Like, well, she's like, what do you know already? I was like, well, I know this, this, and this. I was like, I know you can get, you know, herpes and STDs. I was like, she's like, oh, okay, well, you covered it. I'm done.
My job is done here.
Wow, all right. Thank you, Playboy. Thank you, Clarissa, for calling in this morning. Let's go to Steven. Hey, Steven, you're on Joe McKenzie. Tell us about the talk.
So my talk was just a little different. I actually was probably 16, 17. Went out for a bike ride with my friends. Came back. I just happened to be working on a car out in the driveway. And he found something in the dryer. He found a wrapper.
Oh,
you know, something you would use. And I was like, man, I'm telling you, Dad, it's not mine. He's like, well, you just did your clothes, and it just happens to be in there. I'm like, I promise you, it's not mine. He's like, well, if you're doing it, then I'm glad you're being safe and blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out, this is actually funny, it turns out my, like, 12, 13-year-old brother at the time went down to the gas station with his friends to get one so they could blow him up. And he did his clothes, and it happened to be in the dryer.
Your dad's like, I don't believe that one at all.
Likely story.
Hey, Steven, thank you for calling in this morning. He's like, son, women are kind of like cars. You got to pop the hood. You got to check the oil.
Okay, let's take another call.
That's just what my dad
would have
done.
I don't know where you're going.
I don't, honestly, I don't either. Patty, you're on Joe McKenzie. Let's talk about it. What happened with you getting to talk about the birds and the bees?
So my son just turned 11, and he is in fourth grade. So I'm like, okay, well, we've had some talk, but not a lot. Because I'm, you know, he's 10, so I'm like, no, he doesn't need it. Well, like 3 weeks ago, he has an issue with his PlayStation 4. It's not working. So we couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. His dad did some YouTube Googling or whatever. Well, come to find out, he had to reset it. So we asked him, well, what were you doing? This is hilarious, okay? He said, nothing. I don't do anything on it. I just, you know, play Fortnite, watch YouTube, watch Netflix, watch Pornhub. Just like that. Like, he tried to sneak it in there. His PlayStation had a virus because he was watching porn.
How old is he?
He just turned 11.
OMG, Mackenzie. What did you do? This is terrifying to me.
I don't know about girls.
I did it. Honestly, I had, like, I was just in shock. Like, I was in awe. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. Like, so I waited till, like, the next day, and then I sat him down, and I was like, you know, you can't be watching this stuff. It's not okay. Like, you know, kind of explain. But I was just, I didn't even know what to say.
Wow.
It is too accessible.
I can't believe he admitted he outed himself.
But he was smart. He's like, I was playing Pokemon, Pornhub.
Yeah, like he tried to throw it in there. Like, it was okay.
What
yeah.
a boss.
I also have a theory that gaming is making like this kids generation know things way early, because when you think about it, there's like these third graders and fourth graders and fifth graders playing like Fortnite and stuff and are mic'd up and talking to like kids who are in high school. Mm. And so they're like learning and talking about when you're playing online
that
with people.
Shocking, though.
You're having conversations with them about stuff.
Let's go to Kelly sure. this morning. Hey, Kelly, thanks for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. Kelly, tell us about the birds and the bees.
Hey, guys. From my point, my parents never really gave me the talk. They were just old school Asian family. Got all the education from my Catholic education and friends and everything else. I'm calling more about me as a parent having to talk with my three boys.
Oh, well, how did that go? That's a whole other situation. Yeah. How'd you tell them?
So there's about 4 or 5 years difference between the boys. So they all vary. And I know with media and everything else, they're going to learn more and know more with friends. But it all depends on with the boys. So I haven't had one yet with my 15-year-old, but my other two, I did it while I'm driving. And they're in the passenger side, so I know they're not running away from me when anything else. So my biggest thing is, you know, just let me get through this. I know this is going to be awkward. I know you probably know more than me probably or whatever. But, you know, it's just calm conversation. And then, of course, at the end of it, you know, I do a whole dramatic thing with the glove compartment. Just grab some condoms if you need to, please.
Oh, my God. Dad, what are you doing? If I was your kids, which is a good thing, I'm glad you had the talk, I would have been like, duck and roll. We're getting out of this thing. As soon as Dad gets out, I'm like, help, somebody.
Just mouth help to other cars passing by.
We're having the talk.
Help.
Hey, I love these stories. If you have anything else, all you got to do is DM us. It's Joe Mackenzie. We'd love to hear from you about those awkward times where you had the talk. What has everybody got going on today? Mackenzie, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited. So I am going to Miami this weekend. So I'm going to get an awesome personal training session at Fit Flex Live with my boy Tyler. Then I'm going to run a bunch of errands. What about you guys?
Well, I'm also going to Miami this weekend.
Yes.
No.
Yes, honey.
No, I wish. No, I am just, I have a secret behind the scenes or something. I think I can tell everybody in about a week, but I got to do some behind the scenes work for that.
You've been talking about this for 2 weeks.
I'm not allowed to talk about it until I'm allowed to talk about it. No, I'm going to wait to see the details. If you missed it, IMS has been sold. So at 11 o'clock, there's a big press conference. I kind of want to see that. Then I'm going to walk my dogs, Benny and Paddington. And then when I can, around 12, I'm leaving this place. And that'll be my day. What about you, Chops?
I just forgot to get. Oh, if anyone.
How do you forget?
Listen. If anyone works at the BMV, please, please give me a call because my registration's up in 2 days, but I have like a weird, fishy situation. So I need whoever's like the best BMV worker to call in.
Ooh, samesies.
Wait a minute. I want to hear the fishy situation. Thanks for leaving us on that one.
The car's registered to my dad, but my dad's in New Jersey. I'm here in Indy. So how do I register the car here in Indy if my dad's in New Jersey?
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme. Live.
I need to buy a stamp. I was supposed to RSVP to my uncle's third wedding like a week ago, and I haven't done it yet, so I need to do that today.
Third wedding?
Yes, his third wedding.
We are the coolest morning show
third
in Indy.
A charm.
There's no way anybody else has a busier day than we do.
Hey, I have a busy day.
Well, I have to work my second job too, so it'll be a 12-hour work day for me. But then after that, I need to find a stamp.
And me and my
Walgreens,
boyfriend,
baby.
We're going job hunting for him.
And thanks to everybody who came out to Macy's Castleton for makeovers. Woo! With Mackenzie. You guys are gorgeous. Our listeners looked beyond fierce.
All right, Jules is knocking. Jules is coming in next to take you through the midday. For myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Well Grown, producer, Pork Chop. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.